The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
There's a reason that we live so far from Hollywood. In the country, looking hard to find a home. With nothing perfect or considered.
Story of your life, and today the story is we have an election in 13 days, and the mainstream media continues to suppress the story about the Biden laptop and the emails and what they portend. The lead editorial in the Wall Street Journal this morning sums it up nicely. It is entitled "The Bidens and China Business." The story won't go away without explanation, even if the Veep wins, is the subtitle. And the Wall Street editorial board writes, most of the media is ignoring the emails found in Hunter Biden's laptop, but that doesn't mean they aren't news. Joe Biden has an obligation to answer questions about his son's influence peddling in his own financial dealings, notably regarding China. The New York Post last week obtained the contents of a laptop purported to belong to Hunter. The Post has been transparent that it obtained its copy of the hard drive from Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani, who says he received it from the owner of a Delaware computer repair shop, where it was abandoned in 2019. Mr. Biden derides this as a smear campaign, while House Intelligence Chair Adam Schiff calls it, without evidence, Russian disinformation. Director of National Intelligence, the journal continues, John Ratcliffe, says the government has no intelligence to support the disinformation claim. A repair shop order from April 2019 contains Hunter's name and what appears to be his signature. The shop owner supplied a subpoena showing the computer and hard drive were seized by the FBI in December 2019. And the Biden campaign hasn't said the emails are phony. The emails regarding Hunter businesses in Ukraine have been widely reported. But as intriguing as a May 2017 email thread that includes a discussion about remuneration packages for six people as part of a business deal with a now-defunct Chinese energy titan, CEFC China Energy. The Chinese company was international news a few years ago after the U.S. government charged a CEFC-funded organization with money laundering, and its CEO was detained by Chinese authorities. CNN reported in 2018 that at its height, CEFC was hard to distinguish from the Chinese government. According to the emails, the journal continued, both Bidens were in line in 2017 to benefit from a deal with the CEFC. One email appears to identify Hunter Biden as the chair, vice chair, depending on agreement with CEFC. It also refers to financial payments in terms of 20 for H and 10 held by H for the big guy, question mark. Fox News says it has confirmed the veracity of the email with one of its recipients, and that sources say the big guy is Joe Biden. An August 27 email from Robert Biden, Hunter's legal first name, crows that the original deal was for $10 million a year in fees, but that it had since become much more interesting to me and my family because it included a share in the equity and the profits. The Biden campaign says the Veep's tax returns don't show any involvement with Chinese investments. The Democratic media refrain is that even if this latest emails are real, again, the Bidens do not deny their authenticity, the Journal notes. They fail to prove Mr. Biden broke any law. But felonies aren't the minimum standard for political behavior. Mr. Biden was a private citizen in 2017, but was considering a presidential run. A transaction would have made him or his son partners with an entity tied to the Chinese government and raises questions about judgment and how he would handle China as president. Joe Biden ought to clear the air on this China business in his own political interest. Is he the big guy in the email? What happened with the deal? China will be one of Mr. Biden's toughest foreign policy challenges, and the unexplained documents won't go away once he's elected. If Republicans hold the Senate, you can bet there will be more digging. President Trump, as usual, is muddying the story with inappropriate demands that the Department of Justice investigate a potential crime. But the real burden here should be on Mr. Biden and the press. Perhaps Joe Biden wasn't involved, and Hunter was using his father's name to advance his own business interests. But it's also possible that Joe Biden was aware of the CEFC business and was willing to tell his son that he couldn't trade on his father's name and position. Was unwilling to tell his son that he couldn't trade on his father's name and position. Whatever the truth, the public deserves better than Mr. Biden's Trump-like dismissal of the CBS reporter, who so far is the only one brave enough to ask about the emails. That's the Wall Street Journal lead editorial this morning. I encourage you to send it everywhere. Now, here's the irony. I noticed this morning on my Twitter feed, which I hope you follow. I hope you follow me on Twitter, and I hope you follow me on Parler, the brand new website that is, well, it's relatively new, not brand new. It's a new platform that doesn't censor the news. Parler. And I have an account there, Hugh Hewitt. You can also watch me on YouTube, and many of you are. I'm giving you a salute right now on the YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube and type in Hugh Hewitt and subscribe, or you're following me on Facebook or Instagram. Welcome to all of you. But over on Twitter this morning, I wrote that the editorial, I quoted the Wall Street Journal, most of the media is ignoring the emails found in Hunter Biden's laptop, but that doesn't mean they aren't news. Joe Biden has an obligation to answer questions about his son's influence peddling and his own financial dealings, notably regarding China. The Democrat media refrain, is my second quote, is that even if these latest emails are real, again, the Bidens don't deny their authenticity, they fail to prove Mr. Biden broke any law. Joe Biden ought to clear the air on this China business in his own political interest. Is he the big guy in the email? What happened with the deal? Whatever the truth, the public deserves better than Mr. Biden's Trump-like dismissal of the CBS reporter who asked questions. And then finally on Twitter, I note, of course, the entire country that follows politics now knows about Biden, the Biden emails, because of the reach of center-right media. All right, you got it? Here's the key. The vast chasm between the MSM and center-right media, Wall Street Journal, Fox News, this radio show, others, Powerline blog, etc., on how to deal with the Biden emails, illustrates why America is so divided. The half of the country absorbing all the media see this and don't trust the MSM as a result. I absorb all the media, as does most of my audience. Responsible center-right media is reporting the entire story, but including necessary caution about the emails. They could contain information, disinformation, just like Rathergate in 2004. And much of the MSM simply censors the story because it hurts Joe Biden, and they falsely claim a Russian plot. Now, here's the bottom line. Of course, the entire country that follows politics now knows about the Biden emails because of the reach of center-right media, this radio show and others. Everybody knows. So the big loser is MSM and big tech. The country knows the story. They know the questions about the story. But there is no question about the bias of MSM and big tech. None at all. That's, to me, the big takeaway. Even as this all goes on, it's like the Chick-fil-A story. When Chick-fil-A was being boycotted and the media wouldn't cover it and everybody in the country showed up at Chick-fil-A, it taught me something. Everybody knows everything. Everybody knows everything. And we all know about this story and how dirty it is. How dirty it is. We all know what Donald Trump said on Fox and Friends yesterday, cut number 16.
This is the laptop from hell. They say right in the laptop that, you know, the big man has to get 10%. And then in another case, they say 50%. This is 100%. This is, and even if he didn't get, and he does get, and he lives like a king, even if he didn't get all of this money, and everybody's known this in Washington for a long time. This isn't surprising. Nobody's surprised by this. But even if he didn't, you can't go to China and have the son walk out with $1.5 billion to manage. You can't go to Ukraine and have him get $183,000 a month with a $3 million upfront payment. You can't get $3.5 million from the mayor of Moscow's wife. $3.5 million. And you have no experience. You didn't have a job until your father became vice president. It's disgraceful.
1-800-520-1234. Do you know about the story, and what does it tell you about media? That's my question this morning. The Biden email stories, I believe, have got 100% penetration. Everyone has the same questions about Joe Biden. By the way, Donald Trump is closing the gap quickly in the Gallup and the Reuters poll and the IBD tip poll. And I think it's because Joe Biden won't come clean. What do you think? It's the Hugh Hewitt Show. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. Welcome back, America. We're 13 days away from the election. Remember, early voting has begun. In Ohio, early in-person voting has already started, and Arizona, and Michigan. That's why I need you to go to keepamericaamerica.com. They'll get you the most trusted, up-to-date information on where you can vote. And please commit to take one person, just one person, to the polls or help them complete a mail-in ballot. The 2016 election was decided by thousands of votes, not millions. 350,000 of you across the country have already gone to keepamericaamerica.com. I want to see that number reach 1 million or more. The turnout is huge across the country. That's good for the Republicans. It's good for the Republic. We want big turnout. We want enormous turnout, especially with people who don't normally vote. We need you to help them get there. Do a little, do a lot, but do your part. Go to keepamericaamerica.com right now. That's keepamericaamerica.com. Let me check the market, brought to you by Birch Gold, as it is every morning at this time. The price of gold this morning is at, it's up, $1,921 an ounce. It dipped briefly below $1,900 last week. It's trading in this range, and this range is where you can get in the event that hyperinflation lurks, which I always believe is a problem, and I believe it's a problem over a decade. But when you're moving a portion of your 401k or IRA, 10 to 25% is my recommendation into physical precious metals, not ETF, but the real deal, gold and silver. Birch Gold is who you should deal with. You can find out about them at HughGold.com, or you can text my name, Hugh, to 474747 and open a precious metals IRA today. Or you can just buy some gold coins and bars and throw them into a safe or a safety deposit box. That's what I do. But I encourage you to do that today, because the market is just crazy, and it's going to get crazier. Overseas this morning, England dropped 1%. Germany is off 0.83%. Japan and Hong Kong are closed in the green. Yesterday, the Dow went up 113 points. The NASDAQ went up 37, and the S&P went up 16. Netflix, however, last night came in and disappointed, so it's off. It's going to have a big drop today because they only added 2.5 million subscribers. The Netflix bubble is over, not the tech bubble. I continue to believe that the only stock I own, Amazon, I always disclose that, is going to have blockbuster quarter and continue to grow because it's not just a streaming service. It's not just a retail business. It's AWS, Amazon Web Services. But you do your own investments. I just caution you, be diversified. Be diversified. Be diversified. Own some gold and silver. And Birch Gold is the person to do with that. HughGold.com, HughGold.com. To the phones. Let's start in Pittsburgh with Brian. Good morning, Brian. Hello, Brian. You're on.
Yes, sir. Hi, Hugh.
Good morning.
How about those Steelers?
You know, they got lucky. We didn't have Nick Chubb. Next time, we'll get you.
Gotcha. Hugh, I didn't vote for Trump. I've watched over the past 8 months about the Russia hoax, the revealing of just how corrupt the FBI, Comey have been. I was stunned, Hugh. The pandemic is completely slanted against Trump. I think that people are thinking wildly out of bounds as far as the pandemic is concerned. It's real. It's serious. But I think the media is not interested in truth. They're interested in fear and getting Trump out of office. Lastly, with this latest with Hunter Biden, the young, he's not a young man. He's obviously a troubled, sick man. That should not be exploited. But what it is showing is that Joe Biden is indeed compromised. It's unbelievable.
But you didn't vote for Trump. You did vote for Trump, or you didn't?
I did not, Hugh. I was very troubled by Donald Trump. I'm a John Kasich guy. I'm from Pittsburgh.
You're talking about in 2016. What are you going to do this year, Brian?
I'm going to vote for Trump. I mean, it's just what has happened the last 8 months. It's just stunning to me. The Russia hoax was indeed a hoax.
You know, Brian, I let you on thinking that you were not a Trump voter, but that's a powerful call. You weren't a Trump voter in 2016, but you are now. You know, you're very rare. Very few people have changed their mind. Very few people in this country who voted in 2016 have changed their mind. New people are voting, and the huge number leads me to believe we may have a wild night, election night. Brian, thank you. You're evidence of that. I'll be right back on the Hugh Hewitt Show.
Just a click away, we'll get together one of these days.
Welcome back, America. Hugh Hewitt inside the Beltway, 13 days from the election. Alliance Defending Freedom looking forward to arguing cases before Amy Coney Barrett, who will be confirmed by this time next week. She will join the nine by this time next week. Isn't that great? That's reassuring. I want you to know that ADF is 11 for 11. They've won 11 cases before the Supreme Court since 2010. And they're going to be back there because, especially in academia, the state continues to violate the free speech rights, especially of Christian students. I've already told you about Jack Denton at Florida State University. He was removed as the Florida State Senate president simply for sharing his faith in a private chat room. So ADF rolled up its sleeves and they have challenged Florida State in federal law, federal court in Florida. ADF's Tyson Langhofer tells us they just won a big victory for religious freedom.
Because he was wrongfully removed in violation of his constitutional rights. Because, you know, students don't forfeit their religious freedom when they step onto a public university campus. But essentially, the student senate here was imposing a religious test, saying that anybody that held Orthodox Christian views is basically barred from serving as student senate president. And that's just wrong.
Whether or not Joe Biden wins, the attacks on religious liberty will continue in this country as it culturally moves left, left, further left. And we need the Alliance Defending Freedom as never before. I need you to please give $100 over at my website, HughHewitt.com, or you can call 866-359-9644. Just $100 or your best gift. Maybe you can do much, much more. The money you give goes right to the loft, to the courtroom. They are in there every day, with hundreds of cases across the United States, scores of lawyers on staff, thousands of lawyers donating their time across the country. Education programs, Alliance Defending Freedom was attacked by the left-wing Democrats during Amy Coney Barrett's hearings because Amy Coney Barrett thinks enough about ADF that she gave up her time to go and lecture to them, and you should give up a little bit too, because our first freedom matters that much. You need to go to HughHewitt.com, look for the banner, let it load, let HughHewitt.com load. At the very top, you'll see a banner that says, "Will you fight for your freedom? Give now." So $100 or your best gift, or you can call 866-359-9644. And thank you. Let me talk back. What about the media and this Biden story? Newcastle, Pennsylvania, Marianne. Marianne, the Keystone State means everything. I mean, it means everything in this election. Have you voted yet?
I have not here. We're going to be voting in person on Election Day. We did not vote for Trump in 2016. We think the media and this whole Hunter Biden thing is absolutely crucial. But we love the president. He's the best president we've ever had. We were at the rally last night just to support him. We just wanted to get there and tell him that, to thank him for everything he's done for the country.
You and know, Marianne, you almost live in God's country, Ohio. You're in Newcastle, so you're very close to Ohio. Yeah, you could move over there if you wanted to.
I could. We might.
You could become a Buckeye. It's right there, the promised land. You're like Caleb. You have to go over and scout out the land, and you know you could go look and see we're there. But tell me about the rally last night, Marianne.
Oh my goodness! Amazing. So much energy. The place was packed. There must have been 10,000 people there. They all love the president.
Well, you know, Joe Biden got 10 people yesterday, so don't, you know, Joe got 10.
It was amazing. He does a wonderful job. He's just the best. He loves us. He loves this country. We love him back.
Why didn't you vote for him in 2016?
I was turned off by the personality. That was it. And my husband and I said, let's get to know him. And when we saw what he stood for, when we saw how much he loved this country, how hard he worked, despite everything that's been done to him, he's just the best.
So you're really being straight with our audience. You did not vote for him in 2016, and you're voting for him
now. I did not vote for him in 2016. When I woke up the morning after the election, I said, oh my gosh, what is going to happen? And we just said, we're going to have to watch. And we were turned around completely.
Why?
Because he loves this country. Because he did not have to change his life. But he knew something needed to happen, and he could do it. And he has devoted every ounce of his energy since then to make it happen.
Now, you know, Marianne, a lot of people listen to this show who are Democrats. Some of them call in, but many of them don't. And they don't believe you exist. They believe you are a figment of people's imagination, that there are new Trump voters. They think all the Trump voters in the world voted in 2016, and now all the Democrats who stayed home are going to come out, and it's going to be a wipeout. And I told a friend last night who's he hates Trump so much. I mean, he just really hates Trump. And he's very confident of a Biden win. I love the man. And I said, look, keep in your mind open the possibility that these new voters are not Joe Biden voters. Just please don't get yourself. Every Trump supporter and every Biden supporter can't be 100% committed to that their guy has this locked up, because it just ain't so.
I agree. And I hear so many. I have talked to black people who did not vote for him but are voting for him now. And I have talked to my lawn guy. I've talked to a Hispanic who's going to vote for him. I don't know if he voted for him. I don't think he did, but I can't be sure. But he's voting for him as well.
Now, talk to me a little bit about this rally last night. What was the makeup of the crowd?
I was sitting next to a young woman studying at a college nearby from China. There was a vet in front of me. There was a line of Asian Americans several rows back. Fellow in front of me was Hispanic. There was in the next tranche over, there were Indian students.
Hold on 1 second. I'm going to play a clip from this, and I'm going to come back and talk to you about it. This is Donald Trump in Erie, Pennsylvania last night, cut number 22.
With your vote, we will continue to cut your taxes, cut regulations, support our great police, protect our Second Amendment, defend our borders, keep jobs and wealth in America where it belongs. Thank you. We will deliver record prosperity, epic growth.
This was his closing argument, Marianne. And how long did he speak for?
I'm going to say it was well over an hour.
Yeah, Dwayne gave me one cut. He gave me 25 seconds of an hour-long speech. That's what I'm dealing with here, Marianne. That's my burden in life. It is.
Well, he picked a good one. He picked a really good one.
Yeah, but I mean, it's an hour and 15 minutes. I got 25 seconds of it. Was he funny? Was the president relaxed?
Oh, yes. That's it. He was so relaxed and on top of his game. And it was like he was just talking to us. And he just hit one topic after another in such a great way. He came out and he said, "I love you guys." And we started to cheer. "We love you. We love you."
10,000 people in Western Pennsylvania only happens when the Steelers play. And the Pirates no longer draw 10,000 people. But, you know, that I know Western PA pretty well, the burnt over land, we call it, the place you go when you're mm-hmm. exiled. But I am curious, what was the crowd orderly, behaved? Were there any hecklers?
Oh, no hecklers. Very orderly, very behaved, very kind. If someone who had a walker or was having trouble walking was coming along, they let them in front of them. They gave up their seats so they could sit down. They were happy. They were just enthusiastic. It was the best time because we were talking about our president and how much we love him.
Well, why did you go, Marianne? Nobody, you know, it's a curious thing because you don't have to go to a rally. You can vote for him. You can give him money. You can watch him on TV. You don't have to go to a rally. It's like going to a concert, and the getting in and the getting out is often a nightmare. How was parking last night?
Oh, the parking was great. It was so well organized. They had a stream of 16 buses that carried 50 people each that just kept rolling in and rolling out, picking people up, drop at the parking lot, dropping them off. It was wonderful.
Were you worried about the virus?
I had to be there. I had to say thank you for saving our country. I was so we decided yesterday morning to go. We're retired. And we moved out here from Philadelphia to be with family. And I
honestly, Marianne, if you just went 10 more miles, you'd be in Ohio. I mean, you would. You're close. Really, you could just keep going. All right, Marianne, thank you. You've been a great call. And I think you may have upset a lot of the Democrats listening, but you keep working.
That's okay.
Have you been to KeepAmericaAmerica.com yet? Are you helping other people vote?
Yes, actually, we're going to be driving people to the polls. We're getting our map and our list of addresses. My husband and I will have two cars. We're driving people all day.
Have you ever done this before?
No, I don't think I'd do it for another president. I'm doing it for Donald Trump.
Why?
Because he's our last best hope. He could save this country. We went to that rally, Hugh, because we were so discouraged about big tech not allowing the New York Post story to get out. We were just afraid this was going to be it, and we said we have to go and say thank you to him.
Interesting,
Hugh. We love your show. We listen to it every morning. We depend on you. To stay healthy. We pray for you.
Well, thank you so much. I still think you should move to Ohio, but God bless you. You're probably an Eagles fan, so you haven't been lost in the seventh ring of hell in Pittsburgh Steelerland. But good to talk to you, Marianne. God bless you. Be well. That was quite the call. So, Dwayne, he spoke for an hour and 15 minutes. I got 25 seconds here.
Fine. You want more? I can get you more.
Yeah. I mean,
okay. So I've always got the option of giving you 50 cuts and you play two or giving you 20 cuts
audience.
And then you demand 50.
Look, people. I'm showing you my cut sheet. I just took a night off. I said, Dwayne, you handle the cut sheet.
Yeah, you
and
took a night off.
He doesn't like the president. I can only assume he doesn't like the president because there's one Donald Trump cut here. Spoke for an hour and 25 minutes last night. Marianne, God bless you. You've exposed Dwayne again. He came in today. I think he's a Biden plant. In fact, are there any? Did you email with Hunter Biden, Dwayne?
That is something I definitely did not do.
All right, we'll see about that. All things come to light. Thank you. Come right back here on the Hugh Hewitt Show. Welcome back, America. It's Hugh Hewitt. Joe Moffat just wrote me a note, a tweet, actually. And Joe was a visitor to Monticello last weekend, as I was. But his Twitter handle is All Eagles All the Time. And that's really sad. But Joe and I met at Monticello. We had a nice chat. It was great. And I got to tell you right now that I love meeting listeners on the road. And I think it was Joe who told me he takes relieffactor.com. I think it was. I have to go back and find out. Hey, listen, I want to switch it up a little bit here. I only want to talk to people who are voting for Trump this year and did not vote for him in 2016. I'll talk to the people already cleared. But I want to talk to people who are voting for Trump this year and never voted for him before. Does that make sense? All right, Jason in New York. Good morning, Jason. How are you?
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
Thanks. I just wanted to echo your last call in there. Her excitement for Trump, that's kind of where I'm coming from. I didn't vote for him last time. I think it was kind of a personality thing as well. But seeing how the numbers, you can't argue with the numbers, the economy, he's not a politician. He's transparent, you know, via Twitter. Kind of is annoying sometimes, but he's transparent. But I'm 100% going to vote for him. You know, I think a lot of people are going to be feeling, or do feel the same way I do, from what I can tell.
Who did you vote for 4 years ago, Jason?
So I voted for a third-party candidate. I'm from Oregon, a very fairly liberal state, third-party candidate, but obviously didn't win. But Trump has just created such a buzz and excitement.
Has any pollster contacted you?
No, they have not. I just moved to upstate New York. I'm a physician up here. I work for a hospital. So I don't know that they can find me anywhere. I just moved here a couple months ago. But no, I have not.
If you're in upstate New York, you could move to Ohio, too.
I could move to Ohio, yes.
Okay, just pointing that out. I'm just telling all you people that you're close to the promised land. Cross over like Caleb. Spy out the land and you'll see. Hey, Jason, thank you. Joe in Oregon. Joe, what do you think?
What do you? Yes, I'll have a similar story. I was a very strong Ted Cruz supporter back in 2016. Of course, when he dropped out, I did ultimately vote for President Trump with reservations. But it occurred to me this morning, we're watching a modern-day David versus Goliath situation where President Trump is against the swamp, the unelected dictators in Silicon Valley, plus most of the mainstream media, plus the Chinese, plus the Russians, plus the Iranians. So this is an epic battle that we'll be talking about several hundred years from now.
So did you vote for him in 2016?
Yes, I did, with strong, very strong reservations. Because of the personality, but I've now realized that this is policy, not personality.
And, okay, well, that's interesting, Joe. You're up in one of those states where the governor is anti-Christian and shutting down Christian schools. Alliance Defending Freedom is helping her out, and so you live in one of the deep blue states. Good luck to you, friend. Alliance Defending Freedom has to fight the Oregon governor. She's shutting down Christian schools of the same size of public schools. She doesn't want public schools to be shuttered. So I urge you to go over to HughHewitt.com. At the very top, you will see Donate to Protect Your Freedom banner. Give now. That's for ADF. That's Alliance Defending Freedom. And give $100 or give your best gift. Will you fight for your freedom in Oregon? It made me remember that. And please go and do that right now. Paul in Reno, Nevada. Hi, Paul.
Good morning, Hugh. Hey, I did vote for Trump, and I didn't realize you were going to change the thing. So
yeah, I know. I let you. I changed it up on you.
I didn't want to keep you long. I was wondering if you have Chuck Todd on every week, right?
Yeah, but I don't talk about Chuck on the air. I never talk about my guests. You know, Chuck is my colleague.
I was wondering if you saw the article Jonathan Turley wrote.
No, but I'll go look at it. But my screener is normal. Stop. I don't criticize my colleagues. I don't allow it. People call up and they want to beat up on Dennis Prager or that. So I get it. I'll go read it, but let's leave it there. I want to know whether or not you think there is a groundswell of support in Nevada, because the president has spent a lot of time in Nevada.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. In fact, I've been to both of his rallies, the one in Minden and the one he had Sunday in Carson City. And without a doubt, and to be frank, it seems like there's a groundswell of support coming out of California, because half the crowd in Carson City on Sunday appeared to be from California.
Well, a lot of Californians have moved to Nevada, Colorado, and Arizona, and they're changing they've changed Colorado into a blue state. I hope you got the red Californians. You know, I'm a red Californian.
A lot of California plates in the parking areas.
Well, good for you, Paul. Hey, thank you. Thank you for calling. Let me talk to Eric in Dallas, Texas. Good morning, Eric.
Morning, Glory, Hugh.
Morning, Glory.
Sorry.
Yeah, Eric, it's radio. You have to talk.
I'm a little emotional.
You got less than 30 seconds, so you got to...
I'm getting together. I escaped from California. I used to be from Corona. I'm, by the grace of God, in Dallas. And I'm proud to vote for our president this time. He embarrassed me with things he said, and I didn't want to tell my daughter.
Eric, hold over. He dropped. There was a story there. I wanted to hear that story. Eric, call back for hour number two of the Hugh Hewitt Show. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.